Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family, Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Quarter. Be on your own altar as well. Listen to Turning Point Ministrations daily. First thing as you wake up, let that be your motto of life, that it should be God you listen to first as you wake up. After receiving from Turning Point, then pray more on your own for as long as you can. Let this become your way of life. Also, welcome to Thursday, the ninth day in January 2025. As usual, open your hand and heart to receive what God has sent our way today and be responding with Amen. I receive it. Hold up or raise up your 2025 request list, prayer request list as well. Psalm 37 verse 23 says, "The steps of a good man, they are ordered by God. Do this, either lift up your right leg if you are still on bed, or raise it up if you are sitting or standing." I prophesy, God shall order your steps to your waiting miracles, to your heavenly ordained helpers. You will not go the way of dangers or misfortune today, in Jesus' name. Put your leg down. Who is this? Someone has what you need. Yes, I see someone holding what you need for your next level. What your children, your business, your career, your assignment, or your platform needs. Someone is holding it. I pray today that God will put your name and your face in their heart and it shall be released to you. That next level of job, of money, of support, recommendation, the signature that must be appended, the platform, the invitation, the bank account, the approval, and the backing that you need for your next level. I prophesy, please open your two hands to receive. That person will locate you soon. God will register your name and your face in their heart, and they will feel so concerned. It shall be given to you. Yes, he will release it. He will sign it. He will give it. He will call you. By God's divine power, you shall testify to this before the end of next week. Now, do this if you can. If you can't, receive the prayer all the same and do it later. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. So many things are just dropping into my spirit today. Take a Bible, a pen, a pencil, or any writing material you can find. Hold it and raise it up a bit. Remove the cover and hold it as if you are about to sign or write a thing. It's a prophetic action. Thus says the Lord, you will start signing checks in millions and multi-millions, others in billions. They will soon need your signature for important document. You will soon begin to sign checks in thousands of pounds sterling, of dollars, of euro, or whatever currency in the country where you are. Yes, find a paper. Append your signature twice and put the pen back. What you just did now is a strong spiritual exercise. It shall start working for you very soon. And we will receive your testimony here. January 9th celebrant, your birthday prayers. Open your hand. You are blessed. Your birthday is blessed. You will live long. You will live well. You will fulfill purpose. Happy birthday. Right? Listeners, let's take off from where we stopped yesterday. First one today, I've been working hard year to year. And at the end, I can't boast of 50,000 naira in the account. And I'm seeing money. Now, new year had begun. Again, I started working again. I don't want such to happen to me anymore. What will I do to stop it, sir? Wow, as long as you are spending all you earn, doing what I call from hand to mouth, you can never have money. You must save money from your income. You must be intentional about it. Defer gratification. Don't buy things on impulse. Don't carry extended family responsibility on your head. What I did when I was growing up, as I started working and earning money, I wrote down daily what I spent money on. I did it intentionally. Yes, I did it consistently. I added it up weekly and monthly. I did it for about 3 months. I was alarmed to see so much money that passed through my hand, buying unnecessary things. I spent money on what I wouldn't have spent money on. I cut off all those things. I started saving money. It was not easy, but that's the only way out. Joseph said to King Pharaoh in Egypt, he said, in the 7 years of plenty, Pharaoh must save 20% of the grain. So in the year of famine, he could open the store and save the nation. Do the same thing. When you save up to your desired level, then start your investment journey. Grow it up. Salary alone will not make anybody rich or wealthy. Wealth is tied to investment. Stop spending money or stop spending all you earn. Save part of it. Save it hard for investment. Discipline yourself. Curtail your consumption. No luxury item. Don't be like Father Christmas, giving everyone that asks you for money. Finally, obtain my books titled Why People Are Poor and the Way Out of It. You will learn what to do. Everything in that book will help you. SMS or send a chat of request to +234 805 6434 758. They will help you with it. Next, my father died, but we just buried him with no ceremony or celebration of cooking and drinking because I had no money. But my family members are insisting that there must be celebration, cooking for people to eat and to drink, and that without such, the burial is not complete. Sir, can a born-again Christian still do burial celebration after we have buried him now, months ago? Wow, your main challenge is lack of money, according to what you have said yourself. As Africans, there are certain traditional and cultural values we hold there, which are not sinful or unbiblical, such as this. They are not sinful, especially if our parents lived and passed on at a good old age. What is wrong is extravagant spending. As God's children, there must be moderation in all we do at all times. So, holding feast or reception for people that came along to give your late father a decent burial is not wrong. Depending, as I have said, you do it with moderation. If you have money, hold the reception for them, but do it moderately. Next, good morning, Daddy. Please, how can a lady recognize her God-ordained husband? Is it advisable to pray concerning a man seeking for my hand in marriage without first studying his character? Because I realize that some of the so-called Christian brothers are something else. How can I know God's will for my life? Thank you, sir. Wow. I have written 2 books on marriage, which I advise all singles and their parents to please obtain. Read and follow the principles there. SMS or send a chat of request to our book officer, Bookie, on +234 805 6434 758. Obtain the books. You will get much more in those 2 books than time and space will allow me to say here. Every girl of age should include consistent prayer for God-ordained husband in her prayer life. You should Google and copy our relevant Bible verses on locating God-ordained spouse and engage such scriptures in prayers. Number 2, 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 14 to 16 is a guide. No unequal yoke for whatever reasons. She should also prepare herself character-wise for her future home. All these are in the book that I just recommended. Normally or ideally, it is a man that proposes. If a man proposed to you and you like the man physically, then the next thing is to profile him spiritually and in all other areas. Is he a genuine child of God? You will know if you are also a genuine child of God. Then character-wise, do you see a well-rounded man? Do you see a man that is given to prayer? Do you see pride in him? Is he hot-tempered? Is he garrulous? Is he caring? Oh, yes. Does he tell lies? Does he hide things from you? Especially his phone. When his phone rings and you pick it, how does he react? Treat all these things. Then, is he generous? Does he give things? Does he smoke? Does he drink? No one can hide character for long. Character is like pregnancy. You can't hide it for long. So open your eyes and obtain the books I told you. I cannot say all here because of time and space. Listeners, rebroadcast this to all on your contact. Do so daily. Today is the D-Day, the prayer mountain service in Goshen Land, Allen Avenue, Ikeja, Lagos. So all TPGF members and listeners in and around Lagos, leave home on time to be at the Allen Avenue, Goshen Land. There will be two prayer mountain services as usual. 7 to 9 a.m. first service, 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. second service. I will give out two prayer instruments on prayer mountain today. One is special oil, January anointing oil for new things in the new year, free. I will give it out to you free. Then anointed mantle for praying and provoking the release of God's power into what you need. That is how God has led us to do this year. Come and collect your own anointing oil for new things in the new year and come and collect the anointed mantle. Now, invite all your loved ones because you cannot collect the anointing oil bottle or the anointed prayer for somebody else. So bring them. Bring your documents connected to where you want God to act. Bring your water bottle. After praying over it, it becomes your healing agency. Then bring a currency note, a new mint of your choice. I will anoint it because today's prayer focus is anointing for financial breakthrough. Bring a currency note from home. After anointing, you take it back home. It's your own. These same two services we hold concurrently in Dominion City, Ibadan, Kolobo Abeokuta, Oshogbo, Akure, Port Harcourt, and Uyo Center. Same time, same anointing, same impartation. Now join us online on YouTube and our Facebook channel. It shall be transmitted real life. Month has ended. So if you're a monthly tither, battle, thanksgiving, partnership commitment seed, and all the other seed we preach and teach, please do so. The power of God will be on you. You will swear hard. Tithing and seed sowing are some of the things we are going to do for as long as we live. I pray for you every time we receive your alert on the tithe and the seed you sow. May God's grace abide with all my listeners today. May God propel you to a level you have never known before. What God cannot do does not exist, for God can do all things. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. Have a great day. I have a wonderful year. Bye.